Hello, everybody, and welcome to the SS2M podcast. It's been a while since we made one of these episodes. However, we do have scheduling conflicts, but for today, we are trying to make an episode today and Friday for this week. But let's start off with the podcast. We usually start off with the news, and today's news is about the football trades. And Sam, our co-host, is a Giants fan, so it's only fitting that we start off with the Leonard Williams trade. Sam, what do you think of this?
Very conflicted on this trade because I don't know what to think. Leonard Williams hasn't been impressive the last few years with the Jets, but honestly, I feel like this is the kind of risk you need to take because Daniel Jones has proven that he can be a quality quarterback and the Giants maybe their franchise quarterback. But they need a defense. Like, their defense is horrendous. If they just had an average defense, we would be 10-6. We'd be going to the Super Bowl. No, I'm just kidding, everyone. I'm not biased in any way. This team, like, they need a defense. And honestly, this is the kind of risk that you should take, because if Leonard Williams could ever live up to his potential, he could be a top rusher in this league.
So yeah, we can talk about Leonard Williams here. And at the end of the day, Leonard Williams, his first couple of years with the Jets, bam, he looked like he was a future star in this league, no doubt about it. And the Giants' defense is horrendous. DeAndre Baker is your best corner. Your corner core is absolutely horrendous. Just overall, Jabril Peppers, Dexter Lawrence, they have been the best players on your defense. At the end of the day, your defense is really nothing. Your linebackers, every part of your defense has been terrible this year.
But this is the risk I think you should be willing to take.
At the end of the day, that is a risk we should be willing to take. So today's episode, we obviously, before we move on to the next trade, obviously the World Series is going on right now. Even though this is not a baseball-related podcast, so make sure to add us on Twitter at SSTM Podcast and ask us all your baseball questions, and we will be sure to respond to you because in this episode, we do not have the time to talk about the World Series, the Nationals, and the Astros. And we are going to be talking about football this week. And honestly, the NBA season started. We do talk about basketball, but it's a little too early in the NBA season to start like really talking. Once we really get into it, possibly even next week, we are going to be talking NBA basketball. But for today, we are talking football. And moving on to the next trade, Kenyon Drake to the Cardinals. Let's talk about this trade. First of all, for all you fantasy players, I took the risk on Ty Johnson last week. It did not pay off. So this week, I'm taking the risk on Mark Walton. I'm starting him in my lineup next week as a flex. And at the end of the day, Mark Walton's the only reliable fantasy option. But that's fantasy on the Dolphins team. That is fantasy. At the end of the day, Kenyon Drake is a decent running back for a third-round pick. But at the end of the day, Kenyon Drake is not going to make any difference on that Cardinals team. David Johnson and Chase Edmonds are both struggling with injuries right now. And I was going to say it in this last podcast, before the scheduling issues, Chase Edmonds is a better running back than David Johnson, I think, if he had the main role. David Johnson, I think, is one of the most overrated players in the league after he had one of that wrist injury a couple of years back. But at the end of the day, this Cardinals running tandem, Kenyon Drake isn't really going to have the biggest role. And this Cardinals offense, I think the only bright spots are Kyler Murray and Christian Kirk. Obviously, Larry Fitzgerald is getting very, very old. And those are the only two bright spots I see on that Cardinals young offense.
You know, a few years ago when the Browns went 0-16, I thought to myself that there could never again be a team this bad, this embarrassing. Like, that team made losing fun.
Well, I mean, the
Dolphins. I have never seen such blatant tanking out of a football team. Like, the Browns, when they went 0-16, they didn't sell off every single piece. All right. They fooled us.
Yeah, I mean, Corey Coleman obviously dropped that game in the past. But at the end of the day, I don't know the Dolphins are going to go 0-16. I actually think they might win tonight against Pittsburgh. But at the end of the day, this Dolphins team is garbage. And I think we're going to do a 10 football trades that need to happen in this upcoming offseason. On our, we're gonna do a list in the future podcast, possibly even Friday, and hint, hint, one of the trades might be Xavien Howard, the best player on the Dolphins team, involved in it. So yeah, those were the two trades today, and now we are gonna move on to recapping this week of football and then previewing week 9. So Thursday night football, the Vikings played the Redskins. It was sort of a low-scoring game for most of it, 19-9. Dalvin Cook is the gift that keeps on giving. I'm obviously a huge fan of him. And Dalvin Cook, him and Run CMC, they are up there, and they're two of the top four running backs in the league, in my opinion. Two MVP
I am genuinely impressed with the way that Kirk Cousins has played since Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs called him out. Because he was awful before that. But now he's actually been a pretty good quarterback. And I feel like if they can keep this up, they might have a chance to sneak in as a wild card team.
In my opinion, I think Diggs and Thielen and Godwin and Evans are the two best wide receiving duos in the league. I really haven't seen something to quite compare. Because at the end of the day, you look at Devontae Adams, you look at DeAndre Hopkins, you look at Julio Jones. They don't have a quality second. Calvin Ridley is yet to truly develop. Marquez Valdes-Scantling is yet to truly develop. And Will Fuller, he's been injury-prone, and I don't even know if they're like a really top-tier duo. I think Amari Cooper and Michael Gallup, if Michael Gallup fully develops, could be up there on the list. But at the end of the day, I think the Vikings have a top-two receiving core in the league. Obviously, their O-line needs a little bit of work. I believe Irv Smith, the tight end, can completely break out with Kyle Rudolph if Kyle Rudolph leaves the team. I think that defense is obviously ridiculous. Everson Griffin, Danielle Hunter, Harrison Smith, even an old Xavier Rhodes on that team. That team, the Vikings team, is just getting better and better.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to the Sunday games. We have the Browns and the Patriots. And we only lost by 14. I'm a Browns fan. We only lost 27-13. But I have a lot to talk about with this Browns team. First of all, Freddie Kitchens has to go. I mean, our record right now is completely unacceptable for a team of our caliber on paper. It's completely unacceptable, our record. Baker Mayfield, I don't even know if it's being used right or if he's looking like or he's like a complete bust. Because I don't know if Baker like just had a lucky year last year or if it was a sophomore slump right now. That whole thing's confusing me. Nick Chubb obviously had a terrible game against the Patriots. Ridiculous defense. There's no doubt about it. The Patriots defense is absolutely ridiculous. Devin McCourty, Stephon Gilmore, Kyle Van Noy has been playing great. Dante Hightower, even with the trade of after the trade of Michael Bennett. The Patriots defense is a top six fantasy scorer. They're ridiculous. No doubt about it. But at the end of the day, this team, we should fire Freddie Kitchens, first of all. Our linebacking core has a lot of work with Joe Schobert, Jannard Avery, Christian Kirksey. We need a better linebacker core. Simple as that. Also, safety. We have none playing alongside Demaryius Randall. Denzel Ward really hasn't been as good as I expected him this year. Myles Garrett obviously is a one-man wrecking crew. And our O-line isn't as good as I expected it. And just Nick Chubb underperformed in this game. But I was expecting to lose by more than 14 against this New England Patriots. Ridiculous defense, which I believe Tom Brady is getting carried by.
Are you guys ready to call off the Super Bowl parade?
Well, I mean, we'll be lucky if we make
the playoffs. The Browns are not making the playoffs. I've told you this. And they have not proven it this year, and they're not going to prove it this year.
I mean, I really can't dispute with you too much there. Moving on to the next game, we have the Seahawks and the Falcons. Matt Schaub and the Falcons stayed in this game for most of the part. The Seahawks won 27-20. However, I mean, the Seahawks team is incredible, but they've proven to be inconsistent sometimes. They only beat the Rams by 1 point on Thursday Night Football a couple of weeks back. They got destroyed by the Ravens. They're barely beating a Falcons team without Matt Ryan, who's been their best player this year. Well, with the exception of Julio Jones. And At the end of the day, this Falcons team, on paper, it has talent. I don't think they're using Devontae Freeman right at all. He's incredible. Their O-line is not terrible. Alex Mack, Jake Matthews. And at the end of the day, I mean, Austin Hooper has been an elite tight end. Julio Jones, obviously, elite wide receiver. They have weapons. It just all comes down to the fact that this defense, Grady Jarrett, all those guys, they're letting down this team. And the Seahawks, they're a good team, but I don't expect them to make the Super Bowl after the loss of Will Disley. They have no real tight end. And Tyler Lockett is a star, no doubt about it. It's just, I'm not expecting a Super Bowl from the Seahawks team this year.
I'm very just confused on what happened to the Falcons. Like, that is one of the biggest disappointments I have ever seen. Now that, what are they, 1-7 now?
1-6.
That is one of the biggest letdowns. One of the, with that much talent on that team, that is just embarrassing.
I know, I mean, a lot of players are downgrading. Moving on to the next game with the Eagles, the Bills. The Eagles, talk about inconsistency. Let's go to the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys. Those teams have been so ridiculously inconsistent. When they look their best, and like especially on paper, a lot of people will say these teams are the two best teams in the league. Just say on paper, this Eagles team, O-line is obviously ridiculous. Lane Johnson, Brandon Brooks, Jason Kelsey. Ridiculous O-line. One of the best O-lines in the league. Miles Sanders has proven to be vital in the catching game. They also have Jordan Howard, very talented. Carson Wentz, when he's at his best, he is balling. Then we also have great wide receiver core, Kelsey Ertz. Ertz, Goddard, Jeffrey. Great, great players on the receiving core. And the defense, obviously, Fletcher Cox and Malcolm Jenkins. It's an incredible team, but they have been inconsistent. And we obviously can't talk about a Bills game without mentioning Devin Singletary. He did get in the end zone, with averaging three carries, 19 yards. Good game for Singletary, getting a receiving touchdown. So good game for him, obviously, on the biggest fan. It's funny, but Eagles win 31-13. They're just inconsistent. That's all I can say about that team.
Yeah, the Eagles are doing exactly what they were doing last year, pretty much. And they don't have Nick Foles to bail him out this time. So it's going to be up to Carson Wentz. Can he do it? I don't know. The NFC East is wide open. It's a trash heap. Even the Giants are still technically in it. That's something to say. Even the Redskins are technically still in it.
I mean, at the end of the day, Dallas or Philadelphia is winning their division. There's no doubt in my mind. All you Giants fans are ranting on how Pat Shermer needs to be fired. And, I mean, they could do that. I wouldn't be surprised. What's the next game?
I mean, the problem with Pat Shermer is that Pat Shermer had no head coaching like pedigree before this. Well, he was a head coach, but he didn't have it. He didn't prove a lot. And he just really hasn't shown that he can be a winning head coach. And that's why I feel like the Giants, Daniel Jones is the future. They have Saquon Barkley. They have a very good, underrated young offense. Their defense needs a lot. They need to dedicate this offseason to fixing the defense. They started with Leonard Williams. I like that. But they need to just focus. They need to get rid of Janoris Jenkins. They just need to revamp that defense.
I mean, let's be real. The Giants' offense is great to rebuild around. Sterling Shepard went healthy. Will Hernandez. Evan Ingram, one of the best young tight ends in the league. Darius Slayton, who is proven to be pretty good. Daniel Jones. I'm not completely on his hype train yet. I'll be completely real. I'm not on Daniel Jones' hype train yet at all. But at the end of the day, the Giants, yeah, they have to fire Pat Shermer. But we still haven't got to the Giants-Lions game, so let's move on to the Chargers-Bears game. Can the Bears find a good kicker? I think it's literally impossible. Eddie Pinheiro missing the game-winning field goal. I mean, this Bears offense, there was debates about is Trubisky costing the Bears a Super Bowl or not? With that ridiculous defense? And the answer is yes. Mitch Trubisky is not a Super Bowl-winning quarterback. Obviously, Rex Grossman got to a Super Bowl. At the end of the day, this Bears team, it just – their whole offense, other than Allen Robinson and – I mean, other than Allen Robinson, that whole offense is very questionable.
You want to hear this? You want to hear who I think the Bears should maybe take a risk on? Jay Ajayi. Remember that?
Jay Ajayi, at his upside, he was great. He was a great running back. But at the end of the day, the Bears have David Montgomery, who had a great game against the Chargers, Tariq Cohen, and Mike Davis. I already think the Bears are going with too many running backs. I think they either have to develop David Montgomery. And
Should the Bears sign Colin Kaepernick?
No, I don't think Colin Kaepernick is a quality starting quarterback in the NFL anymore.
Yeah.
Honestly, Colin Kaepernick and Johnny Manziel, they're both just like, there's no way they return to the NFL, in my opinion, both of them.
Well, Colin Kaepernick, I feel like the problem with him is always, if you look at his last season of the NFL, he went 1-11 with the 49ers.
Yeah, I mean, Colin Kaepernick, he was an under-average Super Bowl-playing quarterback in recent memory. Move on to the next game. It is your game, the Giants at the Lions. Hold up. So I was about to do the rant. I was about to do a rant on Sportscaster. I haven't been on there in quite a while. But I ended up not doing the rant. I guess I should do a little bit of a rant now. But Lions, what the hell are you doing with your running back committee? I know Kerryon Johnson got injured, but you're really going to not even try to develop Ty Johnson, barely give him any carries. And you like J.D. McKissick. On your depth chart, it says number two, Ty Johnson, number three, J.D. McKissick. And all of a sudden, Trey Carson comes out of nowhere and gets 12 carries. And the Lions' running back committee is confusing. Their running game is terrible now with Kerryon Johnson. It's been terrible without Kerryon Johnson. It's been terrible with Kerryon Johnson in the beginning of the year. This Lions running committee is terrible. Your O-line isn't pathetic. You have Frank Ragnow on it. It's not that bad. At the end of the day, this Lions run game, it's garbage. Matthew Stafford is not developing T.J. Hockenson the way he needs to. Instead, he was throwing at Marvin Jones like 13 targets a couple weeks ago, getting him 4 touchdowns. You're really not – Kenny Galladay has one of the best upsides for all receivers in the league. I don't really think you're developing him the right way. I don't think Matt Patricia's developing any guys the right way there. Their defense with Darius Slay and like Damon Harrison both like playing or not playing or playing injured. That defense, sure they won the game, but I'm not a huge fan of that defense either. I don't think it's crazy at all. Their linebacking core, it's not the greatest. And at the end of the day, they did get the win over the Giants, but I'm not a huge fan of this Lions team right now.
I thought the Giants could have done something this year. I think they could have been competitive. Daniel Jones has been great. The offense has been very good. It's been much better since Eli left. We've seen some things that we haven't ever seen from the Giants. But this defense is losing us games. It's just absolutely insane. This defense is blowing so many games. I just don't even know where to start with this team. Like, I like DeAndre Baker. I think he needs more time to develop. I like our front seven. Our defensive line is actually very good and has been performing very good, especially now that we have Leonard Williams. That's just going to make it better. But our linebacking core is absolutely horrendous.
It's horrendous. Like, honestly.
It's absolutely horrendous. Alec Ogletree, I have no idea why they still have
him. I don't even know why he's a starter in this league, honestly. He's terrible.
Janoris Jenkins is absolutely – Janoris Jenkins has cost us 3 games, I think.
Well, I mean, not obviously the Buccaneers game. Mike Evans is showing him. But moving on to the next game, we got the Buccaneers at the Titans. So, looking at this Titans defensive backcourt, you would say it's pretty good, right? Adoree Jackson, Logan Ryan. You would say it's pretty good.
I refuse to call the Titans competitive as long as they have Mariota as their quarterback.
I mean, Mike Evans came in and went on that cornerback court, and he was like, I'm just going to destroy you. I keep saying it. If Mike Evans and Chris Godwin did not have Jameis Winston as their quarterback, they will be at least a top 3 wide receiver duo of all time. That's how much I believe in this duo. However, Jameis Winston is pulling them down. It's as simple as that. Mike Evans and Chris Godwin have proven to be so, so talented. It's just, I think I'm blaming everything on the Buccaneers on Jameis Winston, and I'm blaming everything on the Titans on Marcus Mariota, and he's not even the starter anymore. Both of those guys, the number one and number two pick in that draft, though they have both proven to be busts in my opinion. I don't care what upside they have shown in their careers. They are both busts in my opinion. The Titans did get the win in this one, but Winston and Mariota are both busts.
I agree that Mariota's a bust. I feel like there's just it's enough with him. Still something left in Jameis Winston. You can see the talent. He has talent. It's just about he's shown this year that he can actually unleash some of that talent. He's had a very probably his best year of his career, honestly. He just needs to put it together. He doesn't need any more time. It's enough with those excuses. He needs to put it together. I think he's actually got himself at least one more year with the series put together. He needs to do it in the next 2 years or he's a bust.
All right. So name other guys that you consider on Hopkins, Devontae Adams, Julio Jones, Odell Beckham Jr.'s, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin's level. Name other guys you consider on those guys top tier elite level. Name other guys. Keenan Allen. Name other guys you consider on the top tier elite level.
Keenan Allen, I don't think so. I think definitely – I got to think because I'm trying to look through a lot of wide receivers. Before the season started, I would have said Juju maybe up there.
Nearing that level. But hold up. We are adding a new man to that elite list of wide receivers, that those incredible players that I listed.
Tyreek Hill, I think, Tyreek is up Hill. There.
We are adding a new player to this incredible group of wide receivers. His name is Cooper Kupp. Absolutely incredible this year. 220 yards on the Bengals in the 24-10 Rams win. Cooper Kupp has just been absolutely ridiculous. Even if Brandon Cooks misses the game with a concussion, they have a bye, so probably not. But if Brandon Cooks missed the game, Cooper Kupp would be absolutely ridiculous, like just like he was against the Bengals. And he's playing with two elite wide receivers, Robert Woods and Brandon Cooks, and he's still getting it done. He's still one of the best wide receivers in the league this year. He's been one of the best wide receivers in the league this year with Chris Godwin, DJ Chark. A bunch of those guys have been incredible this year. And at the end of the day, Cooper Kupp has proven himself to be on that elite level of wide receiver, and the Bengals are just garbage. So,
yeah, nothing to say about that.
Yeah, it's overall, it's garbage. So move on to the next game with the Colts winning on beating the Broncos 15-13. Adam Vinatieri, I mean, yeah, he missed a field goal, absolutely terrible, and he saved the Colts game. But the Colts, the only reason Adam Vinatieri is still on the Colts roster is due to respect. Honestly, Adam Vinatieri is not a quality kicker in this league right now. I mean, sure, the Colts slightly got the win over a terrible Broncos team this year, in my opinion. I really don't have too much to say on this game.
Yeah, it's one of those blah games. I don't know about the Colts. I think they've been impressive without Luck, but I don't know if they're going to win a Super Bowl or even make the playoffs.
So you can have Andrew Luck. Andrew, if you're somehow watching this podcast or listening to this podcast, which I know you're not, please sign with the Browns. Alrighty. Moving on.
And get demolished behind that offensive line.
Alright, there was a cutout there. We are back on connection, but moving on to the next game, we have the Cardinals and the Saints. Drew Brees is back. Drew Brees is not rushed. Now, let me say some controversial thing. The Cardinals and the Saints. Alvin Kamara is one of the most overrated players in the NFL.
Oh my God. You did not just say that.
Latavius Murray, who's been only okay when he was on the Raiders and the Vikings in his career, is completely balling out by this Saints O-line with Ryan Ramczyk, with all those guys. He's completely balling out on the Saints' loaded offense with Alvin Kamara gone. Alvin Kamara is a great, talented player. He will flourish with other teams. But any running back who is a starter for the Saints will flourish on that team. It's not only about the fact that Alvin Kamara is special. Alvin Kamara is a special player, but I think any starting running back on the Saints will flourish. I think if Kenyon Drake was the only running back on the Saints, he would flourish. I think so many running backs would flourish if they were on the Saints.
I'm just not going to respond to that. Let's just move on. That's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard.
All right, there's a clear different opinions here. Move on to the Jets, the Jaguars. Leonard Fournette, I mean, that whole, like, that whole like flag called on Fournette thing, all that in the beginning of the game, it's ridiculous. There should have been no flag or a flag against Fournette. That was a good call, in my opinion. But moving on to the other parts of this game, Gardner Minshew gets it done. Gardner Minshew will be the starter when Nick Foles returns, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, no arguments there.
Alrighty, well, moving on to the next game, the Panthers at the 49ers. I keep being a 49ers doubter. I always doubt them after every win. And they keep proving me wrong. So, people are asking me the question, why, when will I stop being a Niners doubter? My answer to that, I mean, I guess I'm not a Niners doubter anymore. And at the end of the day, I don't think they're winning the Super Bowl. But I think the 49ers are overall a good team, and I'm not expecting a Super Bowl from them, however.
I think they're a great team, and I honestly think they could challenge for a Super Bowl. They've proven that they can do it. They can come back from the adversity. They're perfect. They're in a very tough division with the Rams and the Seahawks. The 49ers have what it takes, I think, to go to a Super Bowl.
Alrighty. Moving on to the next game, the Raiders, the Texans. The Raiders, the Texans, I mean, there was some injuries in the game. Ronnie Hudson was taken off the cart, but the Texans ended up winning this game 27-24. I really don't have too many thoughts on this game. I think Darren Waller is severely disappointed, even with a touchdown. I mean, Darren Waller is still an elite tight end, in my opinion, but I don't know if Derek Carr is the franchise quarterback.
Well, we never know. This Raiders team has been a bit impressive, actually, this year. But we have to see. We got to just see, because this team can only get better.
All right. Moving on to the Green Bay Chiefs game. What about that Packers-Smith duo? Let's just talk about that before we even get to Green Bay beating the Chiefs. What about that Packers-Smith duo? It's ridiculous.
What did I say before at the beginning of the season that who was going to win the MVP? That you just, like, was astonished that I would pick him.
Aaron Rodgers.
Who did I say?
Aaron Rodgers.
And right now,
who
is Aaron Rodgers?
Who right now are the top?
Aaron Rodgers.
Hold on.
He's a top MVP candidate.
Who right now is the top three MVP candidates? I want to hear your opinion.
I think Rodgers is up there.
I think there's at least four guys that can win MVP over Rodgers.
I think the top three is Dalvin, Rodgers, and I don't think there's anyone else.
Dangerous Wilson is the favorite to win MVP right now, 100%.
Russell 100%. Wilson.
You apparently haven't been reading any articles. I think he's 100% the favorite to win MVP right now. Moving on, we got McCaffrey at number two. Run TMC has been ridiculous. Then we got Dalvin at three. I think Lamar Jackson will be in that top four. I think. Well, Dak Prescott was in it originally. Now he's not in it. I think Tom Brady is always in that conversation with how good the Patriots have been. I mean, I don't think Tom Brady's going to win it this year, but he's always in that conversation. But the Packers, at the end of the day, that Smith duo was going against Matt Moore. I think Green Bay's defense is sort of carrying Aaron Rodgers this year, even though he's been good in the last few games. He had a beautiful pass to Jamal Williams last night's game. But, yeah, that's that.
Yeah, that's all I have to say. Aaron Rodgers is the MVP.
Let's make our last segment of the day on predictions for Week 9. Niners at the Cardinals Thursday night. There's no doubt about it. Even though Arizona's home, I think, in my opinion, over this terrible team, which I said earlier, Christian Kirk and Kyler Murray, the only bright spots on that offense, I think the 49ers will win this.
No arguments there.
All right, moving on to the next game, the Browns, the Broncos. This is where the Browns become 3-5 on the season. I think he can eventually get to an 8-8 record. I think Baker will go to Mile High. They will show up, and they're going against a Joe Flacco run quarterback team. And I don't think Von Miller is going to cause too many issues. I think Nick Chubb will have a good game, and I think OBJ can destroy Chris Harris.
Honestly, I'm going to have to agree with you here. The Broncos are just not good.
All right, moving on to the next team, the Texans at the Jaguars. Gardner Minshew and the Jags with Leonard Fournette will get this one at home. Even though Houston is the favorite, Houston has a better record. I'm saying the Jags win this one at home.
I'm going to have to go with Houston, even though J.J. Watt's out for the season. I just like Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins too much.
All right, moving on to the next game. The Washington Redskins are going to Buffalo to face the best running back in the league, Devin Singletary. And I think Devin Singletary will have a huge game. At the end of the day, this Bills team, there's no doubt here. The Bills are beating the Redskins.
Yeah, no doubt there. Redskins are horrible.
The Vikings-Chiefs game. It depends so much on Mahomes' health. So I'm just going to say it this way. As good as Kirk Cousins has been, if Mahomes is playing, the Chiefs will get the slight win. If Mahomes is not playing, the Chiefs will get blown out.
No arguments there. That's exactly what I was going
to
say.
All right, moving on to the Jets and the Dolphins. You know what? Guess who's home?
Don't do it. Don't
guess
say it.
Guess who's home?
No.
The Miami Dolphins. Mark Walton will run for 100 yards and 3 touchdowns at home against the Jets run defense without Leonard Williams now. The Miami Dolphins are not going 0-16. They will beat the Jets at home.
The Miami Dolphins are going to go 0-16.
Mark Walton, I think the Jets have a good chance at being the number one pick in the draft and getting Joe Burrow, getting Tua, getting Jerry Jeudy. We don't even know who's going to be number one in this draft yet. Moving on to the next game, the Bears, the Eagles. This Bears offense will not do anything on this Eagles defense. I think Eagles win this one at home.
I'm going to go with the Bears here. I think the defense carries them to this win.
And moving on to the next game, the Colts at the Steelers. Even though it's in Heinz Field, I think Jacoby Brissett and the Colts will find out a way to get this one done. They will be 6-2 on the year. Obviously, Marlon Mack is a magician. T.Y. Hilton, that offense, Pro Bowl Eric Ebron, one of the best seasons ever for a tight end. Their O-line, Quentin Nelson will be a 99 overall in Madden one day. I don't think there's any doubt in my mind. But to that defense, obviously, the Colts defense isn't ridiculous, but it's not bad at all. So I think the Colts beat the Steelers.
No arguments there.
I'm moving on to the Titans at the Panthers. Cam Newton has been ruled out for this game. But I'm picking the Panthers to get this one over Ryan Tannehill. I mean, this Titans run defense, they stuffed the Tampa Bay's terrible run offense, but I think Run TMC will run over all this Titans team.
I'm going to have to agree with you.
The Lions at the Raiders. I'm picking Oakland to win this one at home. Detroit's running back committee is absolutely garbage. I think this offense isn't utilizing it the right way. Matthew Stafford, he hasn't won a playoff game. If Detroit really wants to have that breakout season, Matthew Stafford won't be under center there. And
I'm going to have to say the Lions win this one. All
right, moving on to the Buccaneers at the Seahawks. Upset alert.
Oh, no.
In a 3-point game, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, behind the great performance of Chris Godwin and also a 100-yard performance by Mike Evans, plus their defense, Justin Evans will get a pick on Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson will throw his second pick of the year. I think the Buccaneers will come into Seattle, and they will have a slight upset.
No, I'm going to go with the Seahawks here.
Right, moving on to the next game, we'll have the Packers at the Chargers. I don't think it's down in my mind. I think Aaron Rodgers will go to Carson, California, and dominate.
Same. I can't disagree with that.
All right. So, yeah, it's very bland predictions, but we don't have to go too in-depth on these games. But on to the next game. The Patriots at the Ravens. Guess who's home?
Oh, God.
The Baltimore Ravens.
Are you kidding
and
me?
And you are on all this Lamar Jackson hype train.
I am, but I don't think he can beat the Patriots defense.
Patriots defense is incredible. Hollywood Brown is returning to this team. At the end of the day, this Baltimore defense will shut down Tom Brady to fewer than 200 yards. And on Sunday Night Football, I think in a game that will only have 30 points max score, the Ravens win.
And I'm going to disagree with you.
Moving on to the next game, the Cowboys at the Giants. I want to get your hopes as a Giants fan. I want to get your hopes up. So, that being said, I'm picking the Cowboys.
I'm picking the Giants. I want Cowboys fans to be embarrassed this week. That's all
and
I have
they're
to
not.
Say.
Zeke will run for 150 yards on your terrible linebackers. Amari Cooper will destroy DeAndre Baker. Michael Gallup will destroy your terrible cornerback committee. And at the end of the day, Cowboys get this win. But thank you for watching the SSTN podcast. We will catch you guys next time.